time just spending a quiet New Year's Eve with you and Bill and Charlene. I suppose it would have been nice to have a date and go to a party, but you know, I'll tell you, in this day and age, I'm just not all that crazy about kissing 90 strangers on the mouth at midnight.
Which reminds me, don't let me forget to call Reese. He'll be 3 hours behind us. You know, he only visits his daughter in Seattle once a year. I just wish it weren't New Year's. New Year's Eve is one time. I just don't like to be unescorted.
Well, you'll have Bill.
It's not the same.
I know. Might as well get used to it. Someday we'll probably be like those old widow women. You know, you always see a car full of them being driven to Sunday lunch by some little old man who's the last surviving elderly husband on earth. And the women are always just yakking their heads off, and he's got on a little hat with his arms just sort of frozen to the steering wheel going 5 miles an hour. Of course, there's always the obligatory seatbelt hanging out and making sparks.
Hi. Where's everybody?
Well, Anthony is taking Bernice to run errands, and Charlene's taking the day off.
Well, I just heard on the radio that the Atlanta Chamber of Commerce is giving away a brand new car to the first baby born in the new year. We got to call Charlene.
Why?
Because, Julia, I need that car for Consuela. You know, since I didn't get that one in Japan, and now I can't afford to buy a new one, I mean, what with all the Christmas bills and everything, this is just perfect. Charlene can have that, what you call it, induced labor right after midnight, and I can buy the car for below cost.
Suzanne, Charlene's baby's not due for another week, and she's certainly not going to have it ahead of time, even if she could, just to accommodate you and your maid.
Well, Julia, you don't understand. Consuela's gonna quit if I don't provide her with some form of transportation, and I can't afford it.
Then I suggest a skateboard.
Well, I'm just gonna call Charlene up and ask her myself. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Bernice.
Oh, busy. Shoot. Happy New Year, Suzanne.
Happy New Year to you too, Bernice, you little fruitcake.
Suzanne.
Oh, she knows I'm just kidding. She loves for me to call her that. Don't you, Bernice?
It's okay. I would mind, though, if, for example, we were at the White House.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Bernice.
What?
Why are you wearing your Christmas tree skirt?
Well, this is the skirt you gave me for Christmas.
Yes, I know. It's not to wear. It's a Christmas tree skirt. You're supposed to put it around the base of your Christmas tree.
Oh. Oh, well, no wonder. I like to never got this thing on. I finally just let the waist out and tied it with a belt.
Bernice, isn't there a present here that you would like to return to Suzanne?
Oh, yes, there is. Suzanne, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you to exchange this underwear you gave me.
Why? They're jockey, they're cotton, it's what you asked for. Anyway, it was on sale.
I know, but you see, each one of these has a little inspected by sticker on it. You see, it says here, inspected by Francis, inspected by Judy, inspected by Joanne. I don't know these people. I don't know where they've been or who they've been with. And anyway, I just don't like anyone else inspecting my underwear.
All right, Bernice, just leave them there. I'll give them to Consuela.
Oh, by the way, Anthony, with Charlene out, I almost forgot all about your check. I'll make one out and leave it here on the coffee table.
Oh, thank you, Julia. I appreciate that. I wanted to take my date someplace special tonight. It's a fix-up, but she comes highly recommended. Y'all still gonna see Steel Magnolias?
Yeah, we're taking Charlene at 5, and then Bill's gonna meet us later for dinner.
Well, Bernice, what are you doing?
Just scratching my nose. I wasn't picking it.
I mean, for New Year's.
Oh, well, this old man asked me for a date, but he's very unreliable. I mean, if he gets the gout or something, he just doesn't show up. Ooh,
boy, I tell you, this dating is tough all the way around, isn't it?
Hello, Charlene. This is Suzanne. Listen, did you know if you have your baby at midnight tonight, you can win a brand new free car?
Suzanne, I can't talk right now. I'm watching It's a Wonderful Life, and Jimmy Stewart just came home. He's running up the stairs, and he's getting all the children in his arms. I'm sorry, I'll have to call you back.
You know, honey, I wish I didn't have to fly today. I hate to leave you.
Oh, I know, it's okay. I'll probably just watch To Kill a Mockingbird again.
Charlene, that's the fourth time this week.
Oh, I know, but I love it. It reminds me of my childhood. You know, I was a lot like Scout, except that living in the country, I had my own horse. We all did. By the time I was 8, I was riding in a posse. I think it's sad that kids don't grow up that way anymore.
Oh, you've just kind of fallen apart, haven't you?
Yeah. I shouldn't have watched Grapes of Wrath last night. You know, Henry Fonda reminds me so much of my grandpa. That speech he does at the end just kills me.
Well, maybe we should put away all these old family pictures.
Here he is. Charles Thomas Frazier. He always wore that hat. He carried a pocket watch and smelled like pipe tobacco. I know it's crazy. He's been gone 20 years, but I was just hoping he'd be here when the baby came. Maybe Mom and Daddy will die, too, and nobody will see our baby grow up.
Is there anything else you're worried about?
Yeah. I'm worried about you and about baby furniture and about East Berlin.
Maybe you shouldn't go see Steel Magnolias today. Something tells me it's just not the right time to see a movie about childbirth or anyone dying.
I'll be all right. As long as it's not Dolly Parton who dies, I don't think I could take that. You know how much I love her.
Hey, before I go, I want to give you this. But I don't want you to cry.
Bill, it's beautiful.
That diamond ship is for our firstborn. And because it's the end of our first year together, I want you to know it's been the happiest time of my life. And that even though we're married, you still take my breath away every day. Well, being with you and sleeping with you, watching you be pregnant. And I'm just so damn in love with you.
Oh, you're so sweet. I don't deserve you. You know, if I do die in childbirth, I want you to get remarried and not give me another thought.
Don't talk crazy. You're still my girl.
Yeah, all 400 pounds of me.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Bye.
Bye. Happy New Year.
And that was Nat King Cole from 1951. Looks like that temperature is really falling out there. It's 26 degrees right now at the Civic Center, with snow and sleet predicted for later this afternoon. In case you just joined us, we're playing the number one songs from all the New Year's Eves of yesteryear. And you try saying that without any whys. Here's a little something from December 31st, 1944.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Dolly Parton.
Miss Parton, oh, I can't thank you enough for being in my dream. I'm your biggest fan. This is such an honor.
Oh, well, thank you, Charlene. Please just call me Dolly. And actually, I was sent here to talk to you.
You were?
Yeah, you know, kind of like that angel in It's a Wonderful Life.
Are you an angel?
No, I'm just a movie star. I don't think I'd make angel if I died.
I tell you, they couldn't have sent me anybody better. I've always felt this special bond with you, you know, because we're both country girls from big poor families, and we both have blonde hair, and we both have, you know.
Yeah, I know. And you're from Poplar Bluff, Missouri.
Oh, my gosh, how'd you know that?
Oh, I told you I know all about you. I also know that in a few hours you're going to meet the best friend that you'll ever have, your daughter.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it was going to be a girl. I got a name all picked out, too. Olivia Frazier Stillfield. Oh, I hope she grows up to be just like you. As far as I'm concerned, Miss Parton, you're the greatest hick who ever lived.
Oh, well, thank you, Charlene. Actually, she is a little like me.
Which part?
She's no angel either.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait to meet her. Oh, but she can't come today. I'm not ready.
Oh, it won't be today. It's tomorrow, January 1, 1990, the first day of the last decade of the entire 20th century. Oh, it's just so exciting, Charlene. Everything is changing. This whole world is just opening up. Well, that young one could be anything.
Wow. She could be the next leader of the free world.
Well, that's right. She could, but she also could work at a car wash.
Wow, a car wash. Well, that could be interesting, too.
I'm just a little sad, though, you know, because whatever she is, you know, my grandma, my grandpa, and my sister Pat, who died, you know, they won't be here to see her.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Charlene. Because when Olivia comes into the world tomorrow, they'll be with her. I mean, everybody in your family that's gone on before you, everybody you've loved, you'll see them in her eyes and in her smile and in the way she walks. And when she takes her first step and says her first words, they'll be there. When she has a fever, 3 o'clock in the morning, when she gets caught in the rain, walking home from school, when she hits her first baseball, they'll be there.
Are you sure?
Yes. And when she's afraid of the dark, when she forgets to say her prayers, when the wind catches her voice on a warm summer day, they'll be there.
Thank you, Dolly. This means so much to me. I love you so much.
Oh, careful now, Charlene. Let's don't gouge each other. Oh, she's going to be a beautiful, healthy baby. She's a real firecracker. You know, I have to go. I have to sing tonight.
Bye, Dolly. Wait, how'd you get to be so wise?
Oh, I guess it just comes with being a star. We're able to see the world from a greater distance.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense. Oh, boy, I feel so much better. Thank you, Dolly, for being in my dream.
Oh, you're welcome. You just remember that tomorrow, when you meet your daughter, on the first day of the last decade of the entire 20th century, you'll be meeting the person that'll be holding your hand when it's your time to go. And even then, Charlene, she won't be alone. They'll be there.
Bye, Dolly. I'll be seeing you.
Oh, you count on that. Because I'm your guardian movie star.
Boy, she looks even better in person. Oh, darn, I forgot to ask her for her autograph. Oh, gosh. Olivia's coming in a few hours. It's almost the first day of the last decade of the entire 20th century. And Olivia's coming. Olivia's coming.
Charlene! Open the door!
Oh.
Charlene?
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm coming. Just a second. I'm coming.
Charlene, what took you so long? We were getting worried about you. It's almost 4:30.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're having an affair in here, aren't you? Where is he?
That's right, Suzanne, with Shamu the whale. He just left. Yeah, we were lying here staring at the ceiling together.
You don't have to be so testy.
Gosh, I've been asleep for hours.
Yeah, we can see. Is that your New Year's outfit?
No, it's not. I'll change, okay? I'll just take a second. I'm sorry. I had the craziest dream.
What? What's wrong?
I'm okay.
Yeah, it's just a pain. Y'all mind if we skip the movie?
Why? Where do you want to go?
The hospital. I think we're having a baby.
Yippee!
Man, this weather is unbelievable. I'll just be a minute. I got to pick up a check.
Hey, nice. Is this where you live?
No, this is where I work.
Great sofa. You want to have sex on it?
Not right now, Vanessa, but thank you very much for asking. That's very thoughtful of you. Okay, here it is. We can go.
Now, does somebody else live here?
Just Julia, my boss.
Oh, great. Let's go upstairs and look at all her clothes.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, I get it.
No. Sugar Bakers. Oh, hi, Mary Jo. What, you kidding? What hospital? Hey, I'm going to be stopping by. Okay, bye. Come on, Charlene is having her baby.
Who's Charlene? Is that your wife?
I'll explain to you in the van.
Boy, is Bill upset. He's grounded in Jackson, Mississippi.
What's that mean?
It means he can't take off till the weather clears.
It's a fine how-do-you-do.
What do you got in that envelope?
Charlene's jewelry. Julia just gave it to me. Did you see this old dinky diamond chip he gave her?
Suzanne, they're saving for a house.
I don't care. He In a few minutes, she's going to be lying in that delivery room there like a big old Zeppelin tied to stirrups. And he gives her a chip. Can you believe it?
Where do you get this few minutes stuff? This could take all night, you know.
Oh, no, it won't. She's going to have this baby at 1 minute past midnight. I just know it. And I'm going to get that car.
Man, is it slick out there. She is 7 centimeters.
I'll take her in. Looks like you've got a little competition.
Boy, do you see that cocky look on her face? Like she knows she's gonna win.
She didn't look very cocky to me.
Are you kidding? The way she just swaggered in here.
Swaggered? Suzanne, she's in a wheelchair.
Oh, it's all in the attitude. Excuse me, but what does this mean, 7 centimeters?
It means she could deliver at any time. Are you a relative?
No, she's just shopping for her maid.
Excuse me. I just wanted to tell her, if she could, to go ahead and just have her baby before midnight. Excuse me, Mary Jo. I'm just going to go on in there and check on Charlene's centimeters, you know? Kind of cheer her on.
All right. I'm going to call Bernice. I promised her I would.
Yo!
Hi, Bernice. It's Mary Jo.
So?
So, I really didn't expect to find you home.
Oh. Well, that old man stood me up, so I'm just sitting here watching it snow and drinking eggnog alone.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that Charlene has gone into labor.
Oh, my gosh. Then the first thing you've got to do is get her to the hospital.
Well, we are at the hospital, Bernice.
Good thinking. Okay, next you're gonna have to have her prepped. If I were you, I wouldn't volunteer for that one.
No, Bernice, it's all taken care of. We're at Westside.
I've got to get up there right away. After all, I'm almost the grandmother.
No, I think you ought to stay put. It's terrible out. The streets are slick. I bet there's not a thing running but ambulances.
Okay, I gotta go now. You're tying up my line. Yes, you've got to help me. I've got to get up there right away.
What's the problem?
We're having a baby.
Well, I am trying to breathe. When we took those classes, I just didn't think we'd be doing this over the phone. I know you are. Oh, honey. No, I'm sorry. I gotta go. I love you too. Bye.
Who's she talking to?
The newspapers, Suzanne. She's renewing her subscription.
Don't worry, Bill. Charlene's doing fine. I'm standing right here holding her hand. We'll keep you posted. I promise.
Listen, Colonel, next time you go buying jewelry, we gotta talk. I mean, this old diamond chip business isn't gonna get it. That's something you give a 6-year-old when she joins the church.
Suzanne!
Oh, gotta go. Bye. How you feel, Charlene?
Not so good.
What's it like? I mean, you know, the pain.
Excuse me, Geraldo. Do you mind?
I just wondered.
No, it's okay. It's sort of like having a Buick drive through your abdomen.
You know, it's funny you should mention cars.
Suzanne, get out.
So how's she doing?
Not too good. Another woman came in at 7 centimeters. I think she's going to beat us.
Did I miss something?
Don't pay any attention to her. She's just trying to win a car.
Oh, hey, Anthony. Congratulations on your date. She's very classy. Very sort of Radcliffe-y.
I know she isn't exactly what I had in mind, but she does have her good points.
She's a good dancer.
Uh-huh, that's right. Anyway, I was probably just going to take her on home, but now the streets have gotten so bad, I don't even think we can make it.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. She strikes me as the kind of girl who's equally at ease at home or in a social setting.
Oh, let me you good. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Let her know that I'm sure. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Vanessa.
Let me you good.
This is a hospital.
Okay. Hey, I got an idea. Let's all go down to X-ray and get naked.
Yo! Come on in.
Is this 4121 Wedgwood?
That's right. What's it to you?
You called for an ambulance.
Oh, yes. I need a ride to the hospital.
I'm sorry. We're here for Bernice Clifton. She's having a baby.
That's right. I'm Bernice.
You're having a baby.
You bet we are. I've been in on it from the very beginning. I even sat in the first pew at the wedding. Okay, now let's get going. I'd offer you boys some eggnog, but you have no business driving an ambulance and drinking.
Look, lady, we got a call that somebody here was having a baby. Did you know it's a criminal offense to solicit an emergency vehicle under false pretense?
Hey, I can go you one better than that. Do you know that if the Avon lady falls down on your property, you have to pay for it?
Maybe we should take her in for observation.
That's right. That sounds good. Would you mind just running me by the picture window of our hospitality game room on the way out? I'd like to give the impression that you're my dates.
Maybe you're right. Better safe than sorry.
Okay, lady. You want to go to the hospital?
Oh.
We'll take you to the hospital. But once we get there, you're going to be thoroughly examined.
Oh, darn. I knew I should have kept that new underwear.
Charlene, are you sure you don't want something for the pain?
No, I'm okay. Did you call Mom and Daddy?
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Oh, they're so excited. They're just waiting right there by the phone.
You're doing just fine. Most pregnancies often take a little longer to dilate.
Oh, yeah, I knew it must be something. Mary Jo, you had natural childbirth with Quint and Claudia, didn't you?
No, actually, I'm from the old school where at the first sign of labor, your husband hits you in the head with a croquet mallet. You don't wake up till the kids are potty trained.
If you like, I can give you just a little something for pain now. Then when you get in the delivery room, I won't have to give you anything.
No, it's okay. Maybe a little something. Marjo, you won't tell I cheated.
Hey, my lips are sealed. You know you're not alone. I saw this documentary once on home delivery. It was this kind of ex-hippie type woman, and she had invited all these people over to her house to watch her give birth. And the idea was that during labor, she and her friends would make a quilt. You know, and they lit a bunch of candles, and they'd all brought food. Well, let me tell you, by the end, she was chewing on a leather belt and sending out for morphine.
Well, there's a reason they call it labor.
Yeah, hi, listen, I'm calling from, where are we?
West Side Hospital.
Right. West Side Hospital in the baby section, we'd like to order some food and liquor. Do you want some beer?
No, thank you.
What's that? I don't know the address. It's in the phone book. Anyway, just send some pretzels, donuts, box of condoms, and a couple six packs of beer. Just a minute. Do they have a microwave here?
I'm sure they do.
And throw in one of them frozen entries. You know, entries.
I think you mean entrees.
Yeah, that's it. And this is for Anthony Bouvier. He'll pay when you get here. Just a minute. Do you have a credit card number?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Look, we don't have a credit card, so he'll pay you when you get here. He's a doctor, okay? Well, yeah, he drinks beer on the job. I mean, it's not like he's performing surgery. Thanks. And throw in some eyeliner and deodorant, too. I feel good. Na 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 na. Like you know that I should. Na 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 na.
Yes, operator, I'd like to call Seattle.
Vanessa, I'm telling you for the last time, you're going to have to try to keep it down.
What year is it?
1989, why?
Okay, so at midnight, it's going to be
1990.
Hey, we jamming.
This is Ruth Ann Hacker. You need to page Dr. Seabaugh and tell him his twins are here.
Twins? Can you believe it? I guess she thinks she's going to walk away with two cars. Excuse me. Can you tell me how many centimeters she's dilated?
No, I can't. What is it with you, lady? Is this a hobby or something?
No, I'm just an interested bystander.
Listen, if you do get two cars out of this, I'm going to make a deal for one of them.
Nurse?
I'm sorry. You're going to have to be quiet and leave the patients alone.
My name's Suzanne Sugarbaker. I'm in the phone book. Hi. Do you have any Demerol?
Oh,
Okay, we're getting close now. You're almost up to 70 on the fetal monitor. The doctor's going to come in and examine you soon, and then we'll go into delivery.
Do you hear that? You're doing great.
Mm. Are you her sister?
No, I'm her friend. Her family couldn't be here.
Oh, no. They're here. They're all here. They're waiting to see Olivia.
Oh, so you know it's a girl. Did she have amniocentesis?
No, I think it must be the medicine. Charlene, how do you know it's a girl?
Dolly told me.
Dolly who?
Dolly Parton.
Is Dolly Parton a friend of yours?
Of course not. She's my guardian movie star.
Well, don't be afraid. Come on in.
It's all right. She just loves company.
Who is she?
Miss Minnie Ward. She's been with us for the past 3 weeks. She asked to be in maternity so she could be near the babies.
What's wrong with her?
Old age. She's 102.
102 years
old. That's right. And she's just a darling. She came here with congestive heart failure and she should have died that first night. She's got a mind like a steel trap. Go on in and talk to
you
her.
You sure?
She's very interesting. Come on.
Dorothy, is that you?
It's me, Miss Minnie, and I brought you a visitor.
Oh, come in. I was just humming a little New Year's song. Of course, I didn't get my black eyed peas today, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to sing.
Miss Minnie, this is Mrs. Sugarbaker.
Well, hello, Miss Minnie.
How do you do?
Mrs. Sugarbaker's friend is up here having a baby tonight.
Well, isn't that fine? My name is Minnie Bell Ward. I'm 102 years old, and I've outlived everybody I've ever known, my husband and all five of my children.
Five children. You must be very proud of your family.
Oh, well, yes. And at Christmas and New Year's, we were always together. And Lord, would I cook.
I'm going to let you two talk. Now, Miss Minnie, if you need me, just buzz, okay?
All right, hon.
You know, I don't believe I've ever known anyone who was 102. Where do your people come from?
Well, I was born in Brownsville, Tennessee, July the 26th, 1887. My father was a slave who later became a minister. By his first wife, he had 12 children. And after she passed and he married my mother and had 10, 22 children altogether. And I'm the last surviving one.
The doctor just examined her. She should be going into delivery any minute now.
You're right!
Yeah, whoop-dee-doo. That woman with twins is already in there. I bet she's having little boogers right now.
Oh, would you all look at this? Why, it's almost midnight. So where is Julia?
I don't know. She disappeared.
I'm starting to get worried myself. I can't find Vanessa either.
They're probably together. They have so much in common.
And your father became a minister.
That's right. We called him Papa. You see, if you were colored in those days, there was a place you had to occupy that was not on terms with whites. My father eventually started the Colored Baptist Church, which gave us prestige and independence. My papa used to say, my children's got better things to do with their time than dust the knickknacks of white folks.
I bet you're missing him tonight, aren't you?
Oh, my, yes. I miss all my family, but most especially my husband. He died during the Depression. And so in my mind, he remains quite young and quite handsome. He was also very flirtatious. I never will forget when I almost died having our last child. I was laying in a bed, all exhausted and haggard, and he leaned across the the preacher and the doctor and the two or three deacons that were there. And he said, you know, Minnie, you always did know how to keep the boys interested.
Jimmy, where have you been?
I just met the most wonderful, incredible woman. She's 102 years old.
Good. At least you don't have to worry about her having a baby.
Hey, it's 1 minute before midnight. Let's get ready for the countdown.
Look, everybody! I'm on oxygen!
You know, this girl's starting to get on my nerves.
Take this thing off of your nose. Where did you get this stuff? They're about to throw us out this hospital.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Bobby! This has got to stop it. Turn that thing on.
I'm terribly sorry.
Bernice, what on earth are you doing?
I'm ringing in the New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, Suzanne.
Happy New Year. You love fruitcake.
Do you know this woman?
Yes, she's a friend of ours.
Why are you bringing her to maternity?
She wouldn't get off the gurney until we brought her up here.
Well, I'll get off of it now. Thanks for the ride, turkeys. How's our girl?
Well, she's going to go into delivery any minute.
Hot dog.
She called an ambulance and said she was having a baby. Then when we got there, she was acting strange. So we brought her in for observation.
Oh, you don't have to bother observing her. She is strange.
I'm sorry. She has a little arterial flow problem above the neck. We'll take her home.
You know, it is against the law to solicit an emergency vehicle under false pretense.
It's also against the law to marry your brother. I don't know why you're so hung up on that one.
Hey, that is a nice skirt. I like those threads. Now she's got style.
Honey, at my age, style is just getting your buttons in all the right holes.
I'm hot tonight.
Well, come on now, kitty girl. She feels good. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Like you know that she should. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. She feels good.
Stay back, please. Oh. We're coming through.
Okay, this is it. We're on our way to delivery. Charlene,
right.
If you need us, we'll be right here, darling.
Love you too. Gotta go. Olivia's coming.
Go, 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 go! Anthony, I'm telling you, that girl is Tina Turner.
Trust me, Bernice, that's not Tina Turner. Her name is Vanessa Hargreaves.
Anthony, I get the cable, okay? I watch all the rock videos. That girl is Tina Turner. You're out with Tina Turner and you don't even know it.
Okay, Bernice, so I'm out with Tina Turner. What do you want me to do about that?
Well, I think we should call some radio stations and set up some interviews. This is something that could really snowball.
What did they say? What is taking so long?
I don't know. I can't get anybody to talk to me. Apparently, they've got two deliveries going on at once.
Well, don't tell Suzanne. She'll probably go in there and do a cheer for Charlene.
Look at her. Look at that Cheshire cat grin on her face. Wonder what she's dreaming about.
Don't cry, Virgil. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. She's just jealous because I was the first baby born after midnight, January 1, 1990.
I'm not jealous. I'm hungry. I only weighed in at 5 pounds.
Yeah, it's a problem. You know, you're little and tiny and cute. Of course, you're not as cute as some people. Hey, where's that mirror-mobile? I like that thing.
Suzanne, suck your pacifier.
Ooh, a little fussy today, aren't we? Well, you're all just jealous because I won the new car. I was the first baby. I won.
Suzanne, I am not fussy today. I just don't particularly care for the head nurse. She is so superior. Especially tired of her coming in here every 5 minutes with that thermometer. I'd like to tell her where to stick it. But apparently she already knows.
Well, I think this whole place is great. I mean, it's 24-hour room service. Look, free jewelry.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think it's pretty.
Well, I'm glad you're developing a taste for cheap bracelets. You're gonna need that later on in life. And by the way, will someone kindly tell me just what is he doing here?
Excuse me, but to whom are you referring?
Oh, look, I'm the only one here who noticed.
I mean, hasn't anybody else here asked themselves what is wrong with this picture?
He's different.
I know. I especially noticed during the diaper change. He's definitely different.
That's right. Very, very different. And I tell you something else. For some reason, I do not particularly appreciate being put behind these bars. Why? I don't want to be incarcerated anymore. Let me out. I'm busting out of here now.
Oh, keep your diapers on. You wouldn't even make it to the hallway.
Well, maybe not on my own, but I'm going to be driving that little car right there. I was just going to borrow it. I'll bring it back.
You can't take that. I want it. It's my car. I'm the New Year's baby.
Not anymore.
Hey.
Not anymore.
What's wrong? What's happening?
First you fell asleep, then you made a fool of yourself.
You have a very stressful dream.
Oh, excuse me, nurse. What's going on in there?
We just had a delivery.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Mrs. Hacker had her twins.
May as well tell Charlene to take her time now. The car's gone.
Well, I tried to reach Bill, but they said he just took off.
Isn't that just like a man? Now, poor Charlene will have to raise that child alone.
What do you mean? He just took off in a jet.
Great. Now he'll be even harder to track.
Well, I can't believe how ugly those Hacker twins are. You know, it's a good thing they want a car. They better just stay in it and keep moving.
Suzanne, that is terrible. I thought they were sweet.
Yeah, well, I thought they looked like those Cabbage Patch people.
Doesn't Tina look terrific? You know she's very close to my age.
I suppose I would like to have crossed the ocean once. I have a son buried above the beach at Normandy. And I would like to have ridden the Panama Limited. That's the train that ran from New Orleans to Chicago. And I will say dancing surely would have been a pleasure. But our church didn't allow it. I never did agree with that. I think the Creator was doing his job when he made young people with fists in their feet.
Miss Minnie, if you don't mind me asking, what became of your children?
Two of my girls were school teachers. My youngest daughter, who died of cancer, started a black library in Picayune, Mississippi. At one time, it had 1,300 volumes. And my son, Cassius, who was as handsome as this young man, was lost in the war. And my other son, Arthur, worked for General Motors. And it's a hard thing when a mother outlives all her children. Avoid it if you can.
Miss Minnie, this is Anthony.
This is Suzanne.
Anthony, Suzanne.
I hope we're not wearing you out.
Oh, no, I'd love to be surrounded by young people.
Well, we enjoy having you call us young people.
Well, I guess the thing I'm most proud of is that after my husband died, we all survived the Depression together. I worked at a dry cleaner's. My specialty was felt hats, 35 cents. Then I worked as a dressmaker, and when I couldn't get that, I worked in a factory. I was never on welfare. And, God hears me, I never had a boyfriend. I smoked a cigarette once.
Your secret is safe with us.
I just can't believe that you heard Theodore Roosevelt speak and Booker T. Washington.
And she has a nephew who worked for Martin Luther King.
You know something? You are the 20th century.
Oh, I'm just a thread, little thread in the tapestry. But I had a good time. Everybody has troubles. And as the saying goes, ain't nobody nowhere living no dream life.
I thought as I got older, the bold outlines of truth would be revealed to me, but it hasn't happened. When I was young, I was in such a hurry, and now I've been here 100 years, and it seems like only yesterday I held my babies in my arms. I'm glad to be going home. It's been a long time since I've seen my family. And I wish for all of you all the love and happiness I had in my life. And I hope the world keeps going toward freedom. And I hope that people everywhere can learn to live together in peace. As my papa used to say, we ain't what we should be. We ain't what we gonna be. But at least we ain't what we was.
Center, this is Hawk 85. Go ahead.
Relay message. Colonel, looks like you've got yourself a baby girl. Mother and daughter are doing fine.
Roger, Memphis Center. Message received.
We might be wishing on the same bright star.
And when the night wind starts to sing her lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we're sleeping underneath the same big sky. Somewhere out there.
dream.